This is the Crow With No Mouth radio program, Small and Significant, broadcasting from beautiful Trimble, Wisconsin. I'm your host, Jesse Gowen. On this 19th episode of the Crow With No Mouth radio podcast, we present composers and musicians who have created percussion-based music that's grabbed me and held my interest lately. The intro and the outro music is from Jim O'Rourke's recent self-release, Sleep Like It's Winter. On this episode, you'll hear in the following order, percussionist William Winant playing a section of Peter Garland's beautiful Moon Viewing Music. Moon Viewing Music was released this year on Cold Blue Music. That's followed by Masayoshi Fujita's Book of Life, also released this year on Erased Tapes. I'll then return for a few remarks, and we'll conclude the episode with music from Sarah Henney's, Ted Burns, and the Congolese ensemble Co-Co-Co. This is William Winant playing Peter Garland's Moon Viewing Music. the next two composers we're going to listen to are both percussionists, principally vibraphonists. Masayoshi Fujita is a new name to me. This Book of Life has some lovely work centered around his vibraphone composition performance. Very different sensibility to the next composer we'll hear, and that's Sarah Hennies. The only music on this program not released this year is from Sarah Hennies. It's the second section of her Gather and Release strong work from 2016. I've spent considerable time with Sarah's music for the past 8 or 9 years. It's been a real pleasure to follow her activities. The last several years have been especially for me rewarding. Both the substance and the scale of her music has intensified, at least to these ears. We'll hear the release section from Gather and Release. But first, Masayoshi Fujita's Book of Life.
One morning, a mother had scolded her little baby girl severely because she got fingerprints on the window pane that she'd just washed and polished. Then later in the day, she found this little girl dead, drowned in a tub of water that she'd left standing in the middle of the floor. And that prompted her to write this poem. And she said, if we knew the woe and heartache waiting for us down the road, if our lips could taste the wormwood, if our backs could feel the load, would we waste a day in wishing for a time that near can be? Would we wait in such impatience our ships to come from sea? If we knew the baby fingers pressed against the window pane would be cold and stiff tomorrow and never trouble us again, would the bright eyes of our darling catch the frown upon our brow? Would the print of rosy fingers vex us then as they do now? Ah, these little ice-cold fingers, how they point our memories back to the hasty words and actions strewn along our backward track. How these little hands remind us, as in snowy grace they lie, not to scatter thorns, but roses for our reaping by and by. Strange, we never prize the music till the sweet-voiced bird is flown. Strange that we should slight the violet till the lovely flowers are gone. Strange that summer skies and sunshine never seem one half so fair as when winter's snowy pinions shake their white down in the air. Lips from which the seal of silence none but God can roll away never blossomed in such beauty as adorns the mouth today. And sweet words that fright our memory with their beautiful perfume come to us in sweeter accents through the portals of the tomb. Let us gather up the sunbeams lying all around our path. Let us keep the wheat and roses, casting out the thorns and chaff. Let us find our sweetest comfort in the blessings of today, with a patient hand removing all the briars from the way.
Thank you.
will radically change the vibe now in the concluding section of this episode of the Crow With My Mouth Radio podcast. The LA-based percussionist Ted Burns is here, a self-released Source. Source is comprised of miniature kinetic percussion studies, an impressive sound work in this area of free drumming. Following Ted Burns, lastly, we'll hear the Congolese ensemble Co-Co-Co, an exuberant collection of street musicians making music largely on hacked and self-made instruments from the Congo. In 2 weeks, the 20th episode of the Crow With No Mouth radio podcast will celebrate its one-year anniversary, my first broadcast being August 21, 2017. This episode is dedicated to my long-distance friend, the master gardener and farmer, Travis Johnson. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh!